Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is holiday punch. Every day we take nouns and phrases and turn them into verbs or entirely new words that mean something different from what you think they might mean. We all say things like, you're the apple of my eye, couch potato, I'm in a jam, cool as a cucumber, nutty as a fruitcake, which happens to be one of my favorites, and these are just some of the ones that we use. This time of year, however, the one phrase that best seems to represent both sides of this conundrum is punch drunk. Now, with the holiday being here, I want to advise everybody to drink responsibly and always have a designated driver. However, if you're at a party and punch is going to be served, you really need to know what you're talking about. You know, I first observed the phenomena of punch drunk when I was a kid. I was about 6 years old. It was my father's 40th birthday, and my mom threw an outdoor roaring 20s themed party. My dad was born in 1925. My mom accidentally placed crushed ice around the punch instead of in the punch. Nobody really could tell that it was supposed to be watered down because it was really a very fruity punch. It was a hot day. There were lots and lots and lots of thirsty people. And let's just say that by the end of the day, a lot of the people who showed up were bouncing around and banging into each other like a ball in a pinball machine. Not the best way to have your guests leave a party. So I'm going to be giving you two recipes, one that involves alcohol, one that doesn't. The first recipe is for strawberry punch. You need 3 cans of orange juice concentrate thawed. You need 3 cans of pink lemonade concentrate thawed. You need about 4 to 5 cups of water, 2 liters of ginger ale, 2 packages of frozen strawberries sliced, that's in the sugared juice, and lots of crushed ice or an ice ring. In a large punch bowl, put all 6 cans of the concentrate, mix it together, and then add the water. Add the strawberries and mix to combine. Add the ginger ale and the crushed ice, stir gently, and serve. This will serve 20 to 30 people. If indeed you wish to make this an alcoholic punch, I suggest you add gin or vodka. But again, this is a great non-alcoholic punch. The alcoholic punch that I'm going to discuss is a mocha eggnog punch that is absolutely delicious. You need 2 gallons of eggnog chilled, about 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 2 cups of whipping cream, 2 cups of Kahlua or a coffee-flavored liquor, 2/3 cup powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons instant coffee, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and extra cinnamon for garnish. In a large bowl or stock pot, combine the eggnog, brown sugar, instant coffee, and cinnamon. Whisk it together until the sugar and coffee are dissolved. Add the Kahlua and whisk until it's combined and then chill for at least an hour. In the bowl of an electric mixer, beat together the whipping cream, powdered sugar, and vanilla. Beat until stiff peaks form. Pour the eggnog punch into a punch bowl, then top with the whipped cream mixture and mix just to swirl the whipped cream into the eggnog punch. You don't really want it to be whisked in. You want there to be streams of the whipped cream going through it. Dust the top with the cinnamon and serve. It serves about 20 to 25 people. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. You can contact me at nipr.fm or at ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns at the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first. Happy holidays.